There are some things you have to be caught when you're in a class such as this. And so your undivided attention is very important because the Holy Spirit is talking fresh and anew. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And we have to recognize this is live. This is live because now we are recipient from the Holy Spirit, and this is not practice. We're not practicing. The Holy Spirit is really here in these classes, and he's functioning. So we don't want to be so caught up in the letter aspect of it to make a grade than to really pass the real test.
Amen.
The real test of ministry, the real test of the spirit world, we don't want to pass that up. And so I designed, with the help of the Holy Ghost, this school to be different, not to so much teach you how to start a church and all that stuff and how to keep your books and all that. If you catch the move, sit down. If you catch the move of the Spirit, if you catch the flow of the Holy Spirit and understand why Jesus never had no failure in his ministry, why the enemy could not stop him from nothing he was doing. Was it because he was the Word? No, that had something to do with it. Was it because he was the Son of God? No, that had something to do with it. But it's not the nitty-gritty of the power of Jesus' ministry and the success of his ministry. We must pattern ourselves after Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, you cannot... Elijah and Moses and all of them had good ministries. But Jesus' ministry is the master ministry. And we move over into the New Testament and the Pauline epistles and in the book of Acts, we see the Holy Ghost moving very definite on situation and helping those ministers to do what they need to do. And so the reason I want you with your pad and your Bible, I want you to pay attention because you're looking at 4 decades of anointing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you don't want to pass it up looking in the book. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pass something on to you. I'm trying to impart something to you.
Yes, sir.
And so I was praying about it, and really what we want to do not tonight, I'm skipping the chapter. You study the levels of authority yourself. I'm going into the 24th chapter to deal with the anointing because it's so crucial at this moment that we understand. Now, I want to spit out some scriptures that I think is so important, and you know of them, but you don't know these scriptures. You know a lot of them because I don't know them. And Luke 4:18 described Jesus' ministry, why it was so successful. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. And it gives 5 basic concepts of ministry in Luke 4:18. Then you have Acts 10:38. Is another powerful scripture that bespeaks the anointing that Jesus had on his life. All right? And then you go back in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 10:27, you come up against yokes and you come up against burden. And that's what ministry is all about. You make sure that you can take care of your yokes and your burden by the Holy Spirit help, and by the same token, people that you may minister to going to have yokes and they're going to have burden. If you don't know enough about the anointing and how to yield to the anointing, you will enter into defeat. Jesus did not go in ministry until the Father was well pleased and that the Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove and lit on him. And I know you can go down the book, but I just want you to follow me tonight because I saw that lesson was so important here. And it talks about believers moving in the anointing. Now, there's something I think that the body of Christ don't understand about the anointing. And I want to try it. It's not in your book. That's why I want you to pay attention. You take your Bible and open to 1 Kings 19. It's something I want to explain to you about connection. Being connected properly will bring a quicker anointing than anything else. And a lot of people don't understand connection because you got too much religion, denomination, tradition, and scheme and manipulation and all that stuff going on. Who's the biggest, who's the smallest, and all that kind of stuff. And then in 1 Kings 19, 16, you see where Elijah is told to anoint Elisha, and shall thou anoint the last part of the verse to be a prophet in thy room. In thy room. Listen up now. Listen, you listening? You ain't in the room tonight.
Yes, sir.
See, and that's why you got to watch it, you see, because lack of discernment and discernment produce lack of respect and lack of honor, and God won't turn it loose. You see. These boys stay at my house. Some of these boys stay at my house two or three times a year. They in my room. Something can be imparted to him there.
Yes, sir.
You must not take that lightly. It's just a fellowship, you see.
Yes, sir.
And in the school, in every class you set, you're in the room of the apostolic anointing.
Yes.
And you can be different
if
you're hungry enough,
yes,
see.
Sir.
Also, is it being in a man's field?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, you'll be able to harvest some of his fruit. Another word for it is being in a man office. You know, I have an office back there that physically you can come in, but there's another office.
Yes, sir.
And so every time you get in my presence, you're in that office.
Yes,
Lord
sir.
God.
Yes, sir.
And you can be asking questions in that office, not necessarily asking them to me. The Holy Spirit will be answering some things while you're in that office. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so we have to take it more seriously when we go to talking about the anointing. For there's direction, there's correction, there's protection, and there's affection in his office. If someone in the office ever find out you really want it, there's going to be a love for you and a compassion for you because they're looking to see themselves in you. My spiritual father took a lot of time with me in ministry because he saw I was hungry, saw I loved the Lord. And in the midst of thousands, he was feeding me individually.
Yes, sir.
So when we look at the anointing, the first thing the altar talks about is the effects of the anointing. If you're going to be effective, there's about six or seven things you're going to have to know about the anointing to hold that effect in manifestation. Hello?
Yes, sir.
The anointing, you in ministry, in the spirit realm, or in the works of God, you will be challenged.
Yes, sir.
All right? Why? You have an enemy.
Yes.
You have the God of this world. You got demonical powers that hate God and hate anybody who love God. And, but that's nothing to make you be afraid about if you know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But you're going to have to know this now. You cannot be guessing, talking about reading some little scriptures and don't have no spirit, no power. You really need to be full of faith and full of the word.
Yes, sir.
And see, the word produce faith.
Yes.
And you need to be full of power, which means simply mean being full of the Holy Spirit. And then you must be fully persuaded that what God has promised, it all shall come to pass.
Yes, sir.
It all shall come to pass. So one of the effects of the anointing, why the anointing is the ability of God upon a person to do ministry or to live as a believer. And so when you talk about it is for challenge, that's one of the effects when David met Goliath, it was a challenge, but in the battle line, the Philistine, all these challenges that seem like they overwhelm you, overpower you in ministry. I've come against many in my lifespan of ministry that seemed like they were going to overpower me, but I knew they weren't. Wasn't going to overpower me. And you just got to stand your ground. Next, we're going to discuss each one of these. Next, it releases faith and boldness. Faith and boldness. There's a faith, as I speak of it now, there's a faith that just comes from the anointed. You know, the faith that comes from the anointed is found in 2 Corinthians 4:13. If you would turn there, please, and put your eyes on it. Feed your faith. Feed your heart. Feed your anointed. 2 Corinthians 4:13, I think, bespeak one aspect of the type of faith the anointed release. It's also found in Galatians 2:20 when he talks about living by the faith of the Son of God. It's a different type of faith. One writer saying Habakkuk, the gesture, live by his faith. Mm-hmm. So when you look at 2 Corinthians 4:13, it talks about the spirit of faith. It's a faith that has the fresh anointing on it. And therefore you speak and you know it's going to happen. And you're going to have faith, because you can't go by the scenery. Ministry is not a movie. It's real action.
Yes, sir.
And you cannot let Satan set up imaginations before you as if you're not going to make it.
Amen.
You have to rest on the anointed and know that he's not going to defeat you in your ministry, nor your portion of life, nor your family, because he's not as strong as the Holy Ghost. See, we got to bring all this up. We got to carry all this with us. We can't just talk about ministry. We got to carry your portion of life. We got to carry your character. Huh? You got to carry your holiness and your sanctification. And you can't do that without an anointing. Because you're going to be tempted. All right? You're going to be distracted. And that anointing had to break that yoke of distraction sometime. Trying to distract you from what you're called to do. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so while I'm here, in ministry, you got to bring the whole hall. You got to bring your portion of life. See, that's not in your book. It's going to be on your test, though.
Yeah.
You got to bring your portion of life. You got to be able to bring your family with you.
Yes.
In ministry, you see, an anointing help you do all that.
Yeah.
See, you're not worth your salt. You got to be able to bring your health, wealth. You do ministry, you're going to need finances.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to need to be healthy enough to preach. So redemption took care of all that. And you got to believe that the anointing is a divine enforcement. It enforces that which God has said to the 100-plus degree. You understand my language?
Yes,
you know, this the way we roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want 100% anointing.
Yes, sir.
You feed on the word, but you have to have that anointing to go with it. So it releases faith and boldness. Now, there's a boldness you got to have. There's a boldness that the enemy must recognize, that even the very people you lead in must recognize. One thing they may say, Mom, he's not afraid.
Right. Yeah.
Well, he's going to handle it. He's going to handle it, see. Because once Satan can scare you or put fear in his ability in you, then you're going to lose, and the people you minister to are going to lose.
Yeah.
Wow. See, he'll try to drop fear in you. He will attack your family. He will attack you personally. And try to drop fear in you. You got to have enough boldness and enough anointing to recognize whatever he's doing is only temporary.
That's right.
Even the very kudosata. Even the night, if you might be dealing with something. Listen, I'm telling you right now, you do deliverance in this in meeting tonight.
Amen.
Because as you yield to the Holy Spirit, like I said, it's not practice. You know, it's yeah, like you practice. We're not practicing, it's real life. And so things can happen here that can increase your abilities right in this very room.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Impartation going on in this room.
Yes, Lord.
You're in my room. You're in my office.
Yes.
You're down my field tonight.
Yes.
And so any good thing can happen. So he released faith and boldness. I remember when that lame man was healed in Acts chapter 3, they said it looked like they was ignorant and unlearned, but they had a boldness with them.
Yes.
And that boldness was they spent quality time with Jesus.
Yes.
Quality time with Jesus will increase your anointing. See. Any spiritual effort, arouses the Holy Ghost. He's the executive. He sees to the, he's the executioner of spiritual things. And so when you approach something spiritual, the Holy Ghost is ready to help you. And one of his main ways of helping you is the anointing. Now, 1 John 2:20 is a good verse. It talks about the unction. You have an unction from the Holy One. That's important in this client. 1 John 2:27, that the anointing does not lie. The anointing is the spirit of truth. And it's the Holy Ghost. That is 1 John 2:27. And then it says it releases revelation flow. My God, do we need that? Yeah, you need revelation if you're going to work in ministry. You need the unfolding of God's plan, the unfolding of God's purpose, the unfolding of, you listening? Yes. Of God's strategies, divine strategies. You don't go out there and get strategies from the New Thought or the New Age people. Yeah. Right. You don't go out there and get strategies from corporate people who are successful. They don't have the kind of success you're looking for. We're not a secular strategy that have been brought into church, and it produced a certain amount of look like success, but when it come down to the anointing and the spirit and the gifts of the spirit and the ministry gifts and being led by the Holy Spirit, it's not there. So there's a deadness there, even though they might have 10,000 members. Hush your mouth. See, because that's not success. 10,000 members not success. It's the old boy who down in the hole. When he hear the devil noise, he come out the hole and say, "What's up?" And that's the fellow who can handle it. That's the fellow who can protect your family. That's the fellow who can show you the way of dominion. You see, so we've got caught up in so many things in ministry. I don't want you just to happen to you. I want you to dig where God put you at. And don't go to too many meetings. You go to all these meetings, you get all mixed up because you try to do what she doing, try to do what he doing, and then you have no individuality. And God called you for a reason.
Yes, sir.
And nobody can be you. And so revelation flows come through the anointing. When the anointing is there, there's always an opportunity for God to expand, enlarge, open a scripture up to you, open an idea up to you, open some wisdom up to you, open some understanding up to you. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Open strategies up to you, you know, apostolic strategy, prophetic strategy, pastoral strategy, just strategy after strategy. Because when we learn the full basis of the anointing, it's based on, I guess, Ephesians 4:16, when they talk about the believer, every joint supply. Well, we have to learn to respect other ministers and ministry. And then the next thing we're going to study is it don't only unleashes revelation flow. I love that statement. Unleashes revelation flow. And you know, by God, that's Ephesians 1 all day long. See, one of the reasons that people don't have success in the spiritual world is that they don't know their inheritance. They really don't know. They don't have the real revelation of being a son of God. Galatians 4 talk about that. You know you're an heir, but you're like anybody else if you don't have the revelation. And the only person who can do that is the Holy Spirit. He has to anoint you to a degree. You're acting like a little child because you're the child in that aspect in the spirit realm. But you can't put new wine in old bottles. So you got to get rid of some of this old traditional stuff you had if you want this new anointing. New anointing. See, there's a new anointing in the air today. And if you want that new anointing, you ain't going to catch it in the same old denomination of bottle.
Yes, sir.
You're just going to have to be ready to break with it, make changes. Then next he says, the anointing activates supernatural breakthrough. Supernatural breakthrough. It seemed impossible for that to happen. But yet, while you labor with the Holy Spirit as a partner, and yield to him as a senior partner, some things starts happening supernatural in your life, in your ministry, in your personal life, in your family, in every way. And then that anointing that produces a supernatural brings towards your ministry respect. See, the real deal. The real deal, the Holy Ghost, the anointing produced the real deal from heaven. It released heaven government from heaven to earth. You see, I sometimes wish we didn't know as many scriptures as we know. Because sometimes those scriptures sell us down and we become satisfied and justified, and yet you become unteachable almost. When you've been messing around with the scriptures a long time and didn't have the proper instruction on how to function in them, a lot of times they become a burden to you. Well, it activates supernatural breakthrough. When anybody needs supernatural breakthrough, is this generation.
Amen.
These little virtual games and all that reality show and all this stuff. You need to see the real power. That's what I liked about who that was, Elisha, and them those people was messing around there and had 450 against him. And he said, let the real God answer. We need to have ministers who know how to deal with the real God today.
Yes,
I mean,
yes, yes,
that little outline you got is real cheap.
Yes,
them little rhyming words ain't going to work in this generation. You got some power, man.
Yes,
you got to have some power. They respected Jesus because he had power. And that power really was the anointing. Jesus' ministry is no different than yours. Jesus required the Holy Spirit in order to function. And if he required the Holy Spirit to function, my God, what we would require. Lord, more than that, Lord, help us. All right? And so here's another aspect. It trained us in divine restraint and obedience. I love that. Divine restraint. You got to have divine restraint. You're not going to have divine restraint if the Holy Spirit is not implementing his power in your mind, in your heart, in your mouth, in your eyes. See, divine restraint. In other words, what it is, what it is, divine restraint. Somebody stopping that.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to do it. But somebody stopped me. See, the flesh, see?
Yes.
But that divine restraint, and then it kick off something that is so important, obedience.
Yes.
The anointing will make you obey God in spite of what everybody else say.
Yes, sir.
There's no voting in the anointing.
Yes.
No voting. I didn't know I was going to share this word. The first word, I woke up this morning, and I heard two words. I see God dealing with two words. Money coming, he's dealing with two words. And he said this strange word. He said, stay select. Stay select. S-E-L-E-C-T. Stay select. And I went on to say, stay selected. In other words, he's saying you wasn't erected. You wasn't elected. I select you. And he stop you from, and the Lord will stop you from following ministry. He'll stop you from listening to people, all kind of things to get your anointing straight. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And my God, he help us discern spirit movement. That anointing, see, discerning is so important to ministry. You can't go by the physical sight. You got to move, be able to move in the spirit. And then it says it lays all the anointing. When he said it, he said it helps the anointing. You're talking about it, but talking about the Holy Ghost. It helps the discerning spirit movement. And it lays foundation for ongoing growth and influence. Ongoing growth and influence. Now I come back to the two dimension of the anointing. Well, I was just saying the believer's anointing, the specific anointing he talked about. And we'll get to that first one. We'll get to it is for challenge. And I would let the Holy Spirit use me in whatever way he want to pull out what need to pull out. If there's some demonstration or something I had in my ministry that the Holy Spirit won't pull out, we'll let him do it. He talks about the differences between the anointing. He said one is a relative anointing. The other is received. One proved, and we'll go over all this in a little while the other promote the believer. Bring divine restraint. The other divine release. My goodness, what is this? Come on, my suit. One matures in Christ-likeness, the other releases us in Christ-like ministry. We'll get down to all that. Y'all ready to go? Let's go to work. The effect of the anointing. Now, you got this scripture, I'm not going to read it, but you're going to read about David going against the Philistine in 1 Chronicles, chapter 14, verses 8 through 17. I read it two times today, I believe. David and the Philistine and how David whipped them. David whipped them by... And inquiring from God what to do. Okay? God is not going to anoint a non-prayer. See. In your prayer time, God will anoint you for a certain situation. Only in your prayer time. See. Don't ever try to handle something on old victories. You can use the old victories as encouragement, but you're dealing with a new demon here now, a new devil. And so in ministry, you're going to have to make inquiry. When you read that text, you're going to find out he inquired from God. One time God said, go up, I'll take him for you. Then next time God told him, said, now watch the wind in the mulberry tree. When you see it move, then you go. You read it, you're going to enjoy it. You read that, and then you go. But what he was doing, this man was obedient. He was following orders. He didn't trust his own ability. He was trusting God. Now, that's one thing the anointing will help you not to do. Trust your own ability. I mean, that thing can look like a piece of pie, boy, that he's going to work out. But don't you let it fool, because Satan, the Bible says Satan even deceived the very elect. Yes. If they're not looking out the eyes of their spirit. Yes. And so I want you, and you watching by internet, I want to say that at the beginning, put them books up. This is an honest school. I don't have to be in California for you to put that book up if you're saved. So just put it up and get you a pad and a Bible and listen to what I'm saying. You know, we don't even have to be checking on y'all with tests, all that, whether y'all going to cheat or not. What? You cheat? You cheat in school, Christian schools. Somebody got to be watching you and praying over you, talking about, don't do that now, don't look at her paper. Man, it's crazy, man. You expect to be promoted. How many of y'all want to be promoted in the spirit realm? Want God to promote you? But just be honest. The author talks about the Antioch believers moving the anointing. And when they did, and we needed this, was bad too. Three things they did. They broke culture, barriers, personal limitation, and any other kind of barrier. See, that's what that anointing will do. That anointing has no respect of person. And when it's real, it's just real. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. The anointing is a very vital aspect of the believer's life and ministry. Very, very vital. I guess it is. If it was so important to Jesus and to Isaiah and Ezekiel, all those boys, they needed the anointing to carry out what the Lord wanted done. Okay, I see you coming to a greater dimension of anointing in your life, even to change some of the personal things you're dealing with.
Yes, I receive. Thank you, Lord.
And you can let that drop on the floor if you want. You can let that drop on the floor if you want. But that's some things that God's going to deal with because you're in this class.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
And what he's going to do is he's going to give you a stronger anointing to deal with it.
Thank you, Lord.
Even in your prayer life and things you're believing for. The anointing bring into our lives the victories. See, that is. Victories. Three things we're going to talk about. Victories, accomplishment, and dimensions. Victories, accomplishment, and dimension that can't be gotten no other way. Let me read the whole thing. The anointing bring into our lives the victories, the accomplishments, and dimensions that we could not have had otherwise. Thank God for the anointing. Yeah. And it did the same thing with Jesus' ministry. It brought him into dimension he had never been in before. That's the way the Father designed it, for the Holy Spirit to be in charge. Okay? So this victory in ministry and accomplishment in ministry and dimensions in ministry is based on how much you understand, how much you're able to yield to the anointing that comes from the Holy Spirit. Sadly to say, young man, sadly to say, the anointing is sort of rare. So, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of entertainment. There's a lot of emotion. Emotion, anointing. Now, the anointing can create emotion, but emotion can't create the anointing. And what happened, you have a whole lot of emotion that sound good and the majority that goes with it in a service, you know, and it seemed like, man, that's some power up in here. But basically, the fruit revealed. The fruit revealed, that was a fad. Because when the anointing is real strong, you're going to have a lot of fruit. Yeah, the anointing, yeah, see. When you have an abiding anointing, it's going to produce fruit, more fruit, much fruit. And John 15, Jesus said, and the fruit shall remain. Mm-hmm. So you can tell if the anointing is real. If a person ain't living right, I mean, they got all these hang up. Y'all talking about grace and mercy and all that. No, just live right. See what I'm saying? We make too many excuses. And excuses are the crutches of the uncommitted. And so we got to call a horse, and a giraffe, a giraffe, a giraffe neck longer than a horse neck. And we got to call things what they are. Don't mean that we had to put anybody down. But we really have for our own personal value. We have to deal with it and separate ourselves. If there's no fruit, I mean, curse the tree. Yes, curse it at the root. Jesus couldn't find it. Wasn't there on it. Jesus said, well, Jesus spoke to him. Jesus said, you shall not do no more either. And he cursed it at the root. Yes. And so that's saying that the anointing will curse at the root out of your life that is not producing.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so this is a strong, strong word here. The anointing bring into our life the victory. You see, victory is a fruit. Victory is a sign, something going on beside that poison.
Yes.
See, in due season in ministry, in due season in ministry, listen to what I'm saying, because you have preparatory time, you have stewardship development. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
In ministry. So there are going to be moments of trials and errors and climbing and going around things. But some of the things you went around, after you grow in the anointing, you're not going around no more. You're going to speak to it.
Yes,
going to be. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, yes,
so we at different levels and we can handle. Now listen to me now. At the level we are, we can handle different levels of anointing. If you're hungry, the levels will keep increasing. But the reason we don't see enough victories and accomplishment and different dimension or different levels in the spirit, or as the young man sing, shifting in the very atmosphere and recognize without a shadow of doubt that we operate under open heaven, is because there's not enough understanding of the Holy Spirit placing his ability within you and upon you for ministry, within you personally, to keep you in good intimacy with the Father.
Amen.
So it got to be an accomplishment. I mean, you know, and like I say, don't jump on something 25, 30 years and think you're going to accomplish the same thing. You're not. Because the Father be giving you a gun then, because now you're going to come to the point where you won't live under entitlement.
Yeah.
Without effort, without paying the price. And then that's dangerous because you're going to drop your guard. But when you come through the ranks, partner, you keep your gun with you because you know how you got there and you know you came through a balance. So all of us are going to bear a balance guard.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I never used the word struggle.
Yeah. That's right.
I didn't use that word. They used that word. You know, I've been in meeting. They had so much struggle, man, I left. I wanted that stuff to get off on me. I wasn't struggling all that. I had some challenges, but nothing, man, good God Almighty, I was seeing victory. Victories, accomplishments. Someone say victories.
Victories.
Accomplishment.
Accomplishment.
Dimensions.
Dimensions.
So important. The anointing will bring you there. Those three categories. The anointing equip us for the task for which God have called us. And now if God call you, you're going to have anointing to carry it out. Why? It's bigger than you.
Right.
It's a sweet spirit. I feel anointing going to fall in you tonight. It's a sweet spirit when the anointing just come in and help your insufficiencies.
Yes, Lord.
And somewhat seem like not bypass your weakness. Get in your weakness and make it strong.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, your inability to meet up with mixed up with the anointing.
Yes, Lord.
And you think you're Superman, but you have to realize that it's the Spirit of God all the time. It's the person who think they know. The person who think they're so strong, so developed, is the person who will never taste the sweetness and the greatness and the power of the anointing. But the person who, person who know how to yield to God and depend on Him, that person will do exploit. They will go places that the whole team didn't go. None of their family members went. Grace is on this place. I feel the mention of changes in my ministry. This apostolic thing is pushing me. And it's falling in this room right now. For this room to change you, to bring you to a dimension, because you didn't come to the school by accident. God brought you to the school for a special reason. And I believe special things are happening to you. And you got to have some victory. I can't get off of that. Victory. You got to have some accomplishment. You got to have different dimensions that happen in your life. You don't want to stay in the same place. All right, let's see what they say about the anointing is for challenge. Or challenges. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed as king, they went up in search of him. See, you say you're a minister, huh? Yeah, well, he's going to search for you. You better be able to answer the door. And you better not go to that door by yourself.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I want you to be well equipped when you leave here. I know you're getting good classes here. I want you to be well equipped. Don't try to do this without the anointing.
Yes, Lord.
You will be destroyed real soon if you do. You have to learn how to trust the Holy Ghost. Trust the Holy Ghost. I trust the Holy Ghost.
I trust the Holy Ghost.
Because I know I can't make it without Him. And so I know that I'm going to have demonical challenges coming through people in disguise. So I got to have the gifts of the Spirit so I can tell what he want, what she want. Oh, I see. So the enemy will rise from all quarters to challenge God's anointing on our life. The enemy will rise from all quarters to challenge God. Now, you don't have to go looking for him. And you got to be calling everybody a devil, a coffee cup, because the cup fell out. There's a demon in there. Ain't no demon in that cup. Your house ain't level. That's what it is. Don't get in them meeting. They're casting everybody a demon on the fourth row, and the fifth row got six demons. No, ain't that many demons in the church. Yeah, demon, he magnifying himself if he don't have anointing to get him straight. But he will rise from all quarters to challenge God's anointing on our life, all right? It's a challenge. When God approves us, he will anoint and empower us to deal with the enemy. You need to be anointed and empowered. You need to be anointed and empowered to deal with the enemy. Yeah. And another thing, now, I like this when he says about this challenge here. I like this. Lord, have mercy. If I'd have had this kind of teaching when I started out on, I'd be flying. I'd have flew up here. The anointing is for challenge. We must not be intimidated. Now watch, this is going to help a lot of us here, because I think I'm going to do a whole month teaching in my service on Sunday morning. I'm going to serve communion all the month. And I'm going to teach how to discern the Lord's body, because we're going to stop sickness. We're going to stop premature death. It's right there. It's right there in the scripture. I said, my God. So there's 3 to 9 basic things we need to know, because we must not be intimidated when we are challenged by sin, sickness, and satanic forces. We must not let them intimidate us. And so the Bible says, let me touch it a little bit. The Bible says in Proverbs 26:2, the curse causeless should not come. And then the Bible says, for this cause many of you are sick, and sleep, I mean, die prematurely, because I found out that we have not rightly discerned the Lord's body. But I will start, if the Lord don't change it. I was writing a session of worship, but I'll be able to start Sunday, teaching on communion, serving communion every Sunday until I get my people flushed out.
Yes. Amen.
We're going to get all sickness out. We're going to have healing service. We're going to do whatever we got to do. We're going to cast out devils and drink communion and eat bread. We're going to tell and I know them boys, they're listening because they're going to start it too. That all, and all the devils going to leave.
Yeah.
They can't still can. So, but don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated when you're challenged. You know, and what he did. It doesn't mean he did nothing. Or what she did. Doesn't mean she did nothing. She might be doing something right. That is intimidating the enemy. And he want to make her look bad. All right? All right. And then here, class, it said the anointing releases faith and boldness. Now, I told you about a certain type of faith there, the spirit of faith. And then, Jude says, praying in the Holy Ghost. Building yourself up on what? Most holy faith. I think these are different types of faith here. Now, you got word faith, but I believe that's a prayer faith there. That's an anointed holy faith, and then the spirit of faith there in 2 Corinthians 4, 13. And then the faith of Jesus there in Galatians, the resurrected Christ. It just should live by faith. Talking about his faith. In 1 Samuel 17:48, somebody read that verse to me. 1 Samuel. 1748. Let's roll. Who's going to read? Who in your kin read? Yeah. Read it, sir.
And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine.
Hey, you see, don't back up. The anointing always go forward. The anointing always going forward.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because the anointing don't meet no challenge that can make it back up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, history have lied on God.
Wow.
Ministries have lied on God that some enemy can push them out. No enemy can stop. You can't stop a mighty moving force.
Right, right.
Let's say it this way. You can't stop the mightiest moving force.
Yeah.
That which is greater win, right?
Yes.
So when the Philistines, just as in the days when he faced Goliath and ran toward the battlefield, David pursued the Philistine. In other words, you don't have to come get me. I know y'all there. I'm coming to get you. The enemy gets smacked before you attack.
Yeah.
Because you're operating on a higher dimension than him. And a more of it, let me say it, a more intelligent realm in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So you're ahead of it.
Yes, sir.
See. And so instead of being intimidated and running, you have to have a boldness. You know, when the enemy jumped on the church, the early church, there in Acts chapter 3 or 4, they start praying for boldness. Say, Lord, give us boldness that miracles and signs be done in the name of your holy child, Jesus.
Yes.
So they'll recognize we're not by ourselves.
Yes.
And the place was shaking where they were.
Yes.
Holy Ghost got excited.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I've seen the Holy Ghost excited. Say, yeah, you believe I can do this? Yes, sir. Let's go do it then. Let's go do it, you know. Sometimes you're in trembling, fear and trembling. But you're holding on to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
That's some of your best moments.
Yes, Lord.
As a young man, David, he rehearsed it. He stood against the lion and the bear. Because he had come to know the effect of the anointing on his own life. Then 1 Samuel 17, 34 through 36. You don't have to read it, but 1 Samuel 17, 34 through 36. He had come to the point that this anointing can handle anything.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
See. That's because God has not given us the spirit of fear. But of what?
Power.
Love. That's
power.
That's the anointing. When Paul said, our gospel did not come to you in word only. Y'all know what that scripture is?
Yes.
Look at how you're looking at me. Look at y'all looking at me. 1 Thessalonians. I think 1 Thessalonians 1:5 or 2 Thessalonians 1:5. Huh? 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Get a hold of this. I think this be speaking. Our gospel did not come to you in word only, but in power. That's the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
What is it? Power what else?
That's
the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's the Holy Ghost. See, that's an anointing, see. Everybody won't be listening to that little punkified message. You ain't saying nothing. Walking like a little sissy, like you're scared. Ain't nobody got time and brought his family here. I got all my sons and daughters here. And you act like you scared. You ain't got no power. You ain't got no anointing. You can come give me a little fruit stand message that everybody else preaching. I don't feel nothing. I don't see nothing. Nothing moving. No mulberry bush. Got no leaf moving. Nothing happening in here. No, the glory must fall sometimes.
Yes, yes.
Men must know they're not just in the presence of a person. They're in the presence of Almighty God. I love the anointed. Yeah, it gives you the victory, you see. Yeah. You have to come to the point that you know, this is very important, know the effects of the anointed. Know the effect. I like that. Know the effect. Know the effect of the anointing. And you're not going to ever know the effect of the anointing if you don't have no battle. Anybody can sit down and read a book? No, when it's time to fight a battle, that's when you know you got something. It says here, the Holy Spirit, watch this, was increasing mightily upon him. You want to ask the Lord for increase of the Holy Spirit upon you.
Increase.
Yeah, see, yeah, the different dimension, you see. You can grow in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I can grow in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, yes, you can. Yeah, you can. See, you got to be hungry.
Yes, sir.
You got to be thirsty. You cannot be regular. You can't run with the regular crowd. You're just satisfied with four scriptures they're trying to explain to you. But you want to do exploits. You want miracles.
Yes.
Why we don't have more miracles in the church today? We talk about them. Why, you know, why we don't have more? It's because of not functioning in this anointing in a mightily way.
Yes.
Not tarrying and waiting for the anointing in your prayer time. See, but you're going to do better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Then, the anointing has to do with divine activities. Divine activities. He says he knew that divine activity of God was upon his life daily after being anointed by the prophet Samuel. See somebody in your life to put their hand on you.
Mm-hmm.
Turn to 1 Samuel 16:13. See. You're back in that room now. You're back in that office. You're back in that field. See. You need to be connected to somebody. Somebody need to be over you. You need to have a mantle over you.
Yes, sir.
You're going to find out further that mantle will protect you.
Yes.
And when you get from under that mantle, your tail is wide open until you repent and get right. People choose who they're going to follow. You can't. The Lord tell you who.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
What did it say then for Samuel 16:13? Took what? Wait, I want her to answer me. Took what?
The horn of oil.
Horn of oil. What are you using it all for? Tell somebody footnote Psalm 92:10. Somebody get it. Come on, get Psalm 92:10. We need to get down up in this thing tonight. Took the horn of oil. What he said? What he did? Ooh. Is that still possible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can a man receive an anointing from another man?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
If the other man got in there.
Yes.
That's the thing. If he got in the anointing. But yeah, here you see Samuel anointing.
Yeah.
This is God MO. This is the way God operates. It's why renegades don't have no revelation of the anointing.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're faking it.
Yeah.
And Satan know a fake anointing because the priest's son did that.
Yeah.
You know what Satan did? He whooped their clothes off them. That's why a lot of ministers are getting their clothes whooped off them.
Yes.
I want to say getting their behind whooped because they're not operating in a real anointing.
Yeah.
They're faking something.
Yeah.
He took the horn out. You know, you never know when God's going to take the horn out. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You want to be ready when that horn come out.
Yes. Be ready.
And then in sort of Psalm 9:2:10, was it the right voice?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what it said? Fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
May everybody in this room, this very night, whatever level you on, you be anointed with fresh oil.
Yes,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all that will produce what we've been talking about. And that your life will be changed and you will know it changed because of this very night. Because we're not in a theater, we're not acting. This is real, alive work in the spirit. We're not practicing in school. We come here to receive something.
Yes.
May all these pastors have a fresh anointing.
Yes.
When they hit their pulpit, may the fire of the Holy Ghost be on their line to help them to speak a word in season. Sit down and receive that. Because the next verse is very important, Daniel 11:32. We're not seeing much of this. One time I looked up the word explore. Somebody look it up. You got them phones in here. The word exploit, E-X-P-L or what? O-I-T-S. I had some good definition one time of that. Because I preached a little bit on it. But the Bible declared that those who know their God and his ways will do great exploit. See, exploit, something extra, something supernatural, something phenomenal, something not normal, something deeper than the regular. Yeah. Include miracle signs, wonders, and et cetera. You see, and they're talking about know their God and his ways. It's impossible to know God and his ways without the Holy Spirit and a fresh anointing. Those are the people who are going to pull a head out of the rabbit. Everybody else putting the rabbit out of the head. You understand? You understand my language, right?
Yes,
those are the people going to be doing exploit, doing things, signs and wonders. Yeah, your signs and wonders. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
We need some.
Yes.
We need that. And you know,
yes,
you watching by internet and Roku. Look, we need these type of people now. So, you know, this anointing, there's no distance in the anointing. It's traveling to your room wherever you are now.
Ooh.
See, there's no distance in the spirit. Paul said, though I'm absent, but yet I'm present with you.
Yes.
Are you following me? So don't feel like they're getting it all because God got to send a certain amount to you. He can do it because Stephen, that boy, Philip baptized that man and left. Transported. That's see, they're talking about the anointing. See, you can't think normal in these classes.
No, sir.
No, sir.
You can't bring your intellect and park up in here.
No.
Because your intellect gonna confuse you. And you need the spirit. See, you're all up in your soul. You're dealing with your intellect. Your soul need to be trained to flow with your spirit.
Yes,
all right? Now, the first thing was, listen, let me go back over. The first thing was, when you're talking about the anointing, I want to go back to these things. The anointing is for challenge. The anointing releases faith and boldness. Now we're going, the anointing puts us into the flow of revelation knowledge. And you cannot find no better scripture than Ephesians 1, I think 17. Deal with your calling, it deal with your inheritance, and it deal with power. You're going to have those three things. And the anointing can cause those things to be refined and defined and manifest. Your inheritance, you got to know your inheritance. You got to know your calling. And you got to know the power. And those things come by revelation. And all three of them have to be anointed. You're going to walk in your calling, you're going to have to be anointed. You're going to walk in your inheritance, you're going to have to be anointed. And you're going to walk in power, you have to be anointed. See, all the Holy Spirit, all call it divine backup. Write that down, divine backup. You need divine backup every time you stand up.
Yes, sir.
Every time you sit down, every time you lie down, you need divine backup. Every time you open your mouth, you need divine backup. You need God breathing on it. See, breathe on it. Receive it from the Holy Ghost. See, it can be enjoyable. I don't know where these guys get all these struggles, these girls get all these struggles on here. They talk about ministry. The average minister, you're getting there with 12 ministers, you're going to have the biggest headache you ever had in your life. They're going to tell you about all their trouble. I don't have no trouble. It's God trouble. Gotcha. And he can handle it. Gotcha. I just yield to him. Glory to God. Every day can be a feast or a beast. Yeah. Ah. Yeah. Well, your mind what you want to be. Man, I'm trying to get my brakes on my car to pull my car behind my RV. This man, I never met him in my life, and he over me. I'm sweating. I'm trying to figure this thing out, kind of new to me. He said, you reverend, right? I said, yeah. I said, what you know about the beast? Man, I said, I'm messing with a beast here. This thing, I can't get this thing straight. I don't know nothing about the beast. I don't know about no beast. I ain't studying no beast.
That's right.
I'm studying how to defeat the beast.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah, man, I'm sweating. I'm like, man, what you know about the beast? I said, man, I don't know about no beast. I see, I'm in a 45-foot RV, and he in a little hut. Yeah. He need to be asking me a question. We ain't even study the beast. I go over here and study the beast with you. I end up with an RV like you. And me and my wife standing there can't even move in that thing. Because you study the beast too much. I'm studying the feast. Yeah, just stay away from all these deep subjects. Just go up there and say, give me vanilla. You know, all these new ice cream, you know, they got all the different stuff. Just give me a plain old nice stirring of vanilla. That's all. A strawberry or something like that, you know. All them other names, you know. Ice cream with coffee and all that crazy, man. You're not supposed to mix no ice cream and no coffee, man. This is crazy. But you in ministry, that's the way people get mixed up. They try to be so complicated. Huh? Paul said, I didn't come to you with enticing words of man wisdom. But I came to you in power and demonstration of spirit. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but the power of God. Just listen at my meditation. I stumble and fumble, call a word something, keep talking. I ain't changing it. That's my anointing.
That's right.
I mispronounce a word, I try to pronounce it, then I go to another word. I don't care. Just catch what you can catch. God damn it. I ain't got no faith to save. Man, I ain't got no faith to save. I'm gonna preach the gospel, you know. Yeah, you mess around and be doing a meditation, you be going over that thing 9-10 times, nope, trying to get it perfect. Perfect what? Most prophets fumble when they talk. Yes. Apostles. Everyone in you could catch a real eloquent one. Notice what he says here. The anointing put us into the flow of revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge. That word needs to be revelation knowledge, a rhema word. A rhema word. You got the logos, which is just a written word. And sometimes people are trying to do with the logos what only the rhema can do. What make it a rhema? When the spirit get in there. See, it's a live word to you. You remember what Jesus said in John 6:63? Look at that quickly. It is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh, probably not. But then there's a very important revelation. The word that I speak to you, see, that's a rhema. It's not going to come alive. I don't care how much you read it. I don't care how much you memorize it. Until the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, you can't. And that's why a lot of people get package returned. Because they had the information without the revelation. And without the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Yes. So a lot of times when we came into the word of faith, sis, what's your name, girl? You. No, this girl right here. Tawanda? What'd she say?
Shawanda.
When we came into the word of faith, Shawanda, we came in the word of faith and we thought we were bad. But word. Nothing happened. Because we were trying to take the logo and do what only the rhema can do.
Yeah.
And so we had to back to Joshua 1:8.
Yeah. Right.
That's right.
See, that's why the Bible said, delight yourself in the Lord, He's talking about being delight yourself in the Lord. How you delight yourself in the Lord? You delight yourself in His Word.
That's right.
And He'll give you the desire of your heart. So the psalmist tells us that. See, he delighted himself in the Word day and night. And he got to the point that the theme of our prosperity revival, whatsoever he doeth, shall prosper.
Yes.
See. So the revelation of God's plan, three things I'm going to tell you. Revelation of God's plan, that's Jeremiah 29:11. Purposes, that's a good scripture on purposes. It said the plan of man failed, but the purpose of the Lord. Anybody know what that scripture is? But the purpose of the Lord shall prevail. Is that a such a scripture? It sounds good. But as a scripture, we need to know that scripture. Somebody find that scripture. Many are the plans of a man, but only the purpose of the Lord prevail. Every time I look for that scripture, I can't find it. I like that scripture too. I'm going to get it tonight, though, if one of y'all find it. With all these computers up in here. But I'll take you to another one while you're looking for it. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to what?
His purpose.
His purpose. His purpose. Say His purpose three times.
His purpose. His purpose. His purpose.
Very important, because the only thing the Holy Spirit will back up is His purpose. His plan. So let me read this entire thing. I'll give you three things out of it. The revelation. You got to find the scripture yet? Proverbs 19:21, right?
Yes.
All right, Proverbs 19, don't y'all forget that. That question will be asked you because we need to know it. I might fail the test if you ask me, but I don't have to take the test. So Proverbs, I'm trying to help you. I won't look at that scripture. If I find Proverbs, I'm going to look at the scripture. Proverbs come after Psalm, right? Y'all don't know, who in y'all know all the books of the Bible? Man, a lot of people know the books of the Bible. Nothing wrong with that. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that ain't it. That's your stand. That's not the one, unless it says in the translation, the purpose. What the Amplified Bible said? Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Lord's purpose. Purpose is so important. That's why he says all things work together for good for them who are called by his, love the Lord and called by his purpose. Called by his purpose. So let me read this statement. We're under the anointing, put us into the flow of revelation knowledge. Flow. Think about it. That word is very important when it comes down to out of that belly is full flow. In John 7:37, you write that down, 37-39. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. You know, if you're thirsty. And that's rivers of revelation, rivers of anointing, rivers of power that the Holy Spirit brings along with him. The revelation of God's plan, purposes, and strategies come to us as we learn to yield to the Holy Spirit move within us. So there are those three things, plan, purposes, and strategies. And my father taught, before he went home, plan, purposes, and pursuit. He wrote that book. That's a powerful book. In other words, pursuing. And then Dr. Price wrote Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption.
Yes.
Faith, for you read that, you'll find out that a lot of things you think you're operating in faith is really foolishness. And it's really assuming something's going to happen. And you got to know it's going to happen before it happened. That's the way faith always knows. Faith knows the result before it manifests. So those three things in our class, the anointing help us to function in God's plan. The anointing help us to function in God's purposes. The anointing reveals the strategies of God to us. God do have strategies how to deal with things. Now, God's strategy is not normal. See, God's strategy is like mud in a man's eye. Don't even make sense, do it. We need wine. His strategy is pour water in the bucket, man. But you got to be willing to go there. So you're not going to ever see the anointing in fruition if you're not willing to do what God tells you to do. See, that's all the greatest move I've seen in the Spirit, just obeying God. obeying God, not worrying about what the crowd say, and the Holy Ghost hit the place, people get delivered and get set free. He can give us the understanding of what to do, like the sons of Issachar. Hey, we need to turn to that scripture. I don't care what I call them. Turn to 1 Chronicles 12:32. I just want what they got. Once you get there, you find out you want what they got. You so busy about pronouncing the name, you miss what they got. Now, just get what they got. Get with it. Now, what you call it? What you call it? Give me a name for it. Call it right.
Issachar.
That's what I said then. I'm pretty good. The white boy says Issachar, so I know I'm right. That's my son, you see. You see, we broke caution, racial barrier.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, see. In the deep south. Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
But notice what they had. Who gonna read that verse? You gotta pronounce the word, not the name. And nobody don't wanna read. Come on. Who gonna do it? Go ahead. They had the understanding of the time. See, the anointing will give you that. Then you got the plans. What else? Purpose and strategy. See, all this Holy Ghost stuff. You heard what I said?
Yes, sir.
All this whole, now let me tell you. You cannot be casual here. You're going to have to be dressed right in the aspect of the spirit world. You know, you talk about the arm of God. This is part of it. The Holy Ghost, the Word of God acts as the arm of God, but it's going to take the Holy Ghost to dress you. And these men understood what God wanted to do. See, you come to understand it. That's supernatural. Therefore, you don't have to worry about how it's going to come out, because many times it's not going to look right.
That's right.
Many times God have told me to do things that this don't look right, man. But I've learned over the years, I better obey.
Yes, sir.
And I could say what Joshua said. Not one word over four decades has ever failed me.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
When failure came, I didn't do what he told me to do.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Or I tried to dress it up. Yeah. Over the years, you learn to stop doing that. Over here, you learn to stop being spiritually stupid. God knows more about the spirit world than I know.
Yes.
See?
Yes, sir.
Stop using scriptures on God.
Yeah.
Stop asking God, can he read?
Mm.
See? A lot of times we'll do that because we're trying to make adjustment to the crowd. To the status quo. And God needs some John the Baptist.
Oh,
amen. He ain't eating what everybody else eating. He's not wearing what everybody else wearing, but power come. And he kind of handled people a little different. He said, no, I don't believe none of y'all. Go back. I believe you when I see the fruit.
Yeah.
I believe you when I see the fruit.
Yeah.
Go back and bring fruit to repentance. See, today the grass got everything. Come on, baby, you all right? No, you all right? Sometimes you got to.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. That's the anointing. Are you gonna destroy a yoke? You just patting everybody up. Now turn to 1 John 2:27. You have to understand that there's no lie in the anointing. It will always lead us into the truth of the knowledge of God's ways for our lives. The anointing every time. Lord, give me a fresh anointing today. Yeah, pour some fresh oil every day, you see. I need some fresh oil every day. Hallelujah.
See.
Who's a liar?
Satan's a liar.
So if the liar can't trick me with a lie, see, the liar can't lie to the anointing.
Wow.
The anointing is solid truth. So I said sometimes that person tell a whole story, and I hear the Spirit of God say they're lying like a bug on a rug. Just go ahead and let them finish, and then call them a liar.
Yeah.
And is this nice? I could defend it? I said, you're lying. Reverend, I didn't want that, but I just trying to do that. Yeah, you're lying, no. I can't help you. You're sitting up here lying like that. I've seen grown men bust out and cry. It's a lie. Yeah. I said, no, that's a lie. You didn't do that. Now, yeah, I told you the story about the last week. Didn't I tell you the story about the line, the people was in the line?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes, sir. Did y'all remember when they all got out the line? Y'all remember? Did I tell you all that? I told you all that in church, right? Did I tell it in school?
No, sir.
I didn't tell it in school. Branham was a mighty man, used of God. He was a general. He was at Lesser Summerall Church, about 600 people. Was there, and Brother Branham said he's going to minister to everybody after he preached, and so they, when he got through, he said, whoever want to be ministered, line up. So there was all the church within business all down the aisle, and some of them circle outside the church in line, and the first lady come up, he's going to minister to her, and he asked her, where's your husband? She said, he's at home minding the children. He said, no, he's not. He's at the neighbor's house in the bed with the neighbor's wife. Wow. And you tell him, I say, you're going to die within the next 30 days if you don't get that straight. Yeah. And after he ministered to her, he went to the next place, but there wasn't nobody left. They all sat down. So what happened, people, and it's a good story because it really happened. Yeah. And what's happening is people want the gifts of the Spirit, but they want them to operate like they want to operate. That's see, right. The gifts of the Spirit also is made, you listening?
Yes, sir.
To rescue you.
Yeah.
Now, the Lord will not embarrass you unless you're a knucklehead and you're challenging the Holy Ghost. Then he's going to expose you.
Yes.
But I learned something that because I'm praying about the gifts of the Spirit, they're going to go to operate. And that's why I minister to, I don't know, 50, 60 people here Sunday. I'll probably be ministering to all the time, different things. But the Spirit of God, sometime you turn the mic off. Like I'm talking to you, I might be talking to you about something private. Everybody don't need to know it.
That's right.
I tell you what to do and lay my hand on you.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And tell others know that people pray in tongue till I finish.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm learning different facets. Y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Different
yes.
facets. See, everything you don't tell out in the public, you minister to a person privately.
Yes.
You call that compassion.
Yes.
You call that love. You call that not trying to be big.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Or the great man or the great woman of God. No, you ain't great, you're stupid.
Wow.
Because you're hurting somebody.
Yes, sir.
People don't need to be hurt. They hurt enough out there. The devil hurt them enough. So you need to operate in anointing because you're going to have some liars around you.
Yes, sir.
And I mean professional lies. I mean pretty lies. I mean cute. I mean just lies. I mean professional lies. And only the Holy Ghost can find them out. All right, we'll give you another one. The anointing bring us supernatural breakthrough. This anointing bring us supernatural breakthrough. Now, you need to cherish this anointing. If you don't ever get no supernatural breakthrough, you need to get out of ministry. Now, I'm not telling you, your apprenticeship is one thing. You know, you're learning. But after so many years, Jesus, something should happen. See, God trained David Haynes for war, and he defeated his enemies in battle. He not only saw victory on the battlefront, but also in the spiritual realm. See, so you got to know that's another realm, another dimension. Can't always put your hand on it, but you know it's there.
Yes, sir.
Now, I can tell you right now, when I say that, a different flow start coming in this room. See, one of the reasons I was supposed to open this school is that the student can see when the Holy Ghost working.
Yes, Lord.
And so there are times, good God Almighty, there are times, I'll tell you, there are times you'll feel it in your role when the Holy Spirit is coming in a heavier glory.
Yes, sir.
To manifest what has been spoken.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And I get real cautious when I feel sense the Holy Spirit falling.
Yes, sir.
And that he's been satisfied with what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
And he recognizes you need help.
Yes.
And he'll come and endorse it.
Yes, sir.
And I know what another word for the anointed.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, John said in Revelation 1:10. What did he say in Revelation 1:10? Well, look and see that. You want to know it? I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You don't want only want the Spirit on you, within you, but you want to be in the Spirit, in the flow, in the realm, in the dimension. See? And it's there for you. It's there for you. Yeah, it's there for you. It'll remove many sorrows, many pain, heartaches, many mistakes, if you know how to yield to the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that he burnt the idols that the Philistines had carried to battle. Thus, all demonic supernatural systems of Philistine was completely bound. See, all demonic supernatural system, demonic. See, the reason we need the anointing, it is divine supernatural assistance, because there are demonic forces assisting our enemies. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
Yes. You know, and another thing, you know, it's cute to say, but none of us up in here sitting there talking about trying to be a mailman or milkman. This is the realm of the Spirit.
Yes.
This is not just look good because the preacher got a nice suit, drive a nice car, and live in a nice house. Shoot, you better take another dip and go back and get baptized again in the water. You understand? This is not what it's about. It's about power. It's about the glory of God. It's about stewardship. It's about not ownership. See, not ownership. I might teach somebody at this church about not on. Now, all y'all need to be there. You're just a liar if you don't be there. You need to be there at the meeting. You're lying, talking about I'm following you. You ain't following me. You ain't got no respect for me. You at home watching television. I'm out there laboring. You ain't even out there to help me.
Yeah. Yes,
you ain't even out there so I can see your face and say, we just get stuck in our ways. God dog it. I wish I could do like Jesus. Turn the table and just start hitting all y'all with a whip. But I know I wouldn't get away with it because they say pastor abuse. But we need to tighten up, man. I'm telling you, because you miss a lot of things. You miss a lot of things. I don't want your money. Come on, man. I'm trying to get you where you. I'm probably gonna lose in battle. I'm probably gonna lose a prosperity angel. And you're not gonna be there. Shoot. I ain't sending them to your house. But I'm gonna tell you how to lose them.
That's right.
Yeah, you lose them and go get the money. See. Now, I remember, I'm trying to tell my members again tomorrow night. If they come, if they won't come, I just, hallelujah. The breakthrough came not because of a sovereign act of God alone, but because of the Holy Ghost. See, God's sovereignty is God's sovereignty. But for us to make motions in the Spirit, God has a divine design way for it to happen. That's in the person of Him, the Holy Spirit. It's almost like not respecting God's way of doing things. You see, you got to yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Ghost. My time up. I like this. And you see, because of this anointing, I read the book different than you.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's
right.
See, because of time been spent, hours and hours and hours.
Yes, sir.
Thousands of hours.
Thank you.
Okay, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so this next statement, the Spirit dwelling and moving freely in David's life. But I the indwelling Spirit. You have to give Him the ability to know how to yield to Him, to let Him move freely in your life without interruption, without obstruction. And you have a free flow of power and a free flow of revelation, a free flow of the supernatural. You notice I haven't talked about feeling yet. this is annoying.
Yeah.
The feeling comes sometimes, but you just know that you know that you know.
Yes.
You just know that God handed. Ezekiel said a hand down in a valley of dry bone. Boy, you can't be down there by yourself.
Yes, sir.
I know sometimes I come here and I'm in the valley. I can't be here by myself,
yeah.
But the hand of the Lord is upon me.
Yes, sir.
And I get instruction from the Lord, and I preach it and nothing working. The Lord said, talk to the wind. Yeah. Yeah, the word by itself ain't going to get it done. I need to blow. Let the wind blow.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
See, I tell you, ministers here, abroad, wherever you are, we up against some dry bone.
Yes,
sir.
Religion, denomination, tradition have really messed some good folks up.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
People who really love God. And so once you hear something, once you get a certain amount in you, that you have to have wall to get it out of you. And that's what I'm determined to do in this transitional period that has gone on in this church. We're making transitional period. And I'm just doing whatever the Holy Ghost. I was on the porch rocking, and the Lord was teaching me about discerning the Spirit. And I said, and Cam, I don't know exactly, but I called on God until I make communion every Sunday. And I just teach people how not to be sick and how not to die early and how to discern the Lord's body. See, because when you talk about discerning the Lord's body, it's not only talking about Jesus' body. It's talking about the church. And there's three to nine things in the church we got to discern in order to stay healthy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And so we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. Wow. Lastly, David acknowledged, remember now, spirit dwelling and moving freely. Moving freely. Moving freely. How would a person prepare for the Holy Spirit to move freely through him? Well, spend time with God, create some worship, create some praise, prayer, meditation, confession, acknowledgement. You know, this is no 1 hour do your deal, baby. You know, it's a 24-hour day. Awareness.
Yes, sir.
And staying alert. You see what I'm saying? Even when you're watching television.
Yes, sir.
You're alert. Even when, you know, sitting down to eat with your family. You're always aware and alert of the fact. I'm not talking about being an old religious person. They're going to be reading the scripture. Every time somebody turn around, I want to show you the scripture. People just don't even want to see you in the house. And especially as a small house, here you come. Every time putting trying to go to the bathroom, say, let me tell you something. Oh, Jesus. See, because a lot of times people act like they're operating in anointing, they're in the flesh.
Yes.
They're trying to be spiritual.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? Hope I'm not talking to nobody in here. Them children don't want to have no Bible study every time they turn around. Them children want to shoot marbles or something. You talking about, let's have a Bible study Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night, and we're going to think about one for Friday night. Ain't nobody want a Bible study that many times. You ought to study the Bible right the first night.
That's right.
You think about much talking, you're going to create an anointing. You ain't creating no anointing. But have all them Bible studies.
Yeah.
That's right.
Then the little boy go to school, now he's stupid. He don't know nothing after in life. You just done told him scriptures after scripture. And he up there quoting scripture. The boy said, what's your name? John 3:16. You get my point. You get my point. No, the kid need to be normal. Right, let me read the last one to you, and I'm going to let the other boys go to work. David acknowledged that God has broken through my enemy by my hand, like the breakthrough of many waters. Notice it now, God had broken through my enemy by my hand. By my hand. There will be no breakthrough unless your hands are available.
Yeah.
Unless your heart is available,
yes, sir,
to the Spirit of God. Now, the first breakthrough you're going to need, I'm talking to your class, I'm closing. First breakthrough, you're going to need to have some breakthrough in your life.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
but the challenge you have, the bigger the challenge, the bigger the breakthrough.
Yes,
amen,
yes,
sir. See, you have to confront the challenges in your life by faith, or you're never going to know what a breakthrough is.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I've had some challenges in my life. I know it's not over. But I had to confront them by faith,
yes, sir,
And when the breakthrough came, I became more aware of the fact that a breakthrough can come through any situation.
Yes, sir.
Don't be praying, asking the Lord, Lord, don't let me go through nothing. Lord, I don't want to go through nothing. Let's just leave everything work out, Lord. No. You don't have to pray for a break. You don't have to pray for challenges.
Yeah.
But don't be asking the Lord to listen to say, Lord, keep this from me. Just, Lord, let the will be done.
Yes.
You know, what Satan meant for evil, God turned out for good.
Yes.
Don't ever let a divine delay be turned into a devilish disappointment. Sometimes God delays. Sometimes, let me tell you something, sometimes you're going, you're rushing to get someone, you got to do this, got to do that, and something go wrong. Don't get to binding that thing too much before you find out.
Yeah.
If it's God shutting this thing down so you won't be in such a hurry to get something up the road there. You got to watch it. You got to watch it, you know, because you can just be courteous and make a phone call and say, listen, I'm going to be 15 minutes late.
Right.
Don't walk over there and like nothing happened. And don't try this next week because I'm not going to believe it. That anointing is going to say, that's a lie. You just left late. Now you're going to use what I told you. No, I'm just kidding. All right, study that chapter some more. I'm going to finish it. I got to finish this. And you study the other chapters on the level of authority. You're going to see delegated authority. You're going to see how important delegated authority chapter 4 is. And it's so important about that authority. But I want to go to that anointing. I don't know if I go back to the authority later, but go to the anointing, but you've got to learn governmental authority. You got to learn it. You got to learn. You want me to tell you a little secret?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to tell you ahead of time. Listen. I think it's in 2 Kings. I don't know. 2 Kings 4, where this woman built this room for this prophet. And so she was a wealthy woman. And she perceived that he was a holy man of God. I believe I can tell you this because, you know, they're sowing me in prayer meeting everywhere. I went to prayer meeting. I couldn't stop them. I ain't trying to stop them. They're sowing. But there's something about sowing in a holy man of God, or a holy woman of God. But that wealthy woman, she was wise enough to sow. And when she needed power, when that baby died, that prophet was right there. They built him a room. And what she was doing is, I'm going to get honey and a husband. Another thing is, if your husband's not crazy, because she had to tell him she was going to build that room. And what that woman was saying, I'm going to get this holy man close to me.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And the man actually said, go ask her, get his eye, what she want. She want me to talk to the people for the government? She said, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
She don't have no child. And her husband old. Prophet said, go get her. And she said, don't play with me, man of God. She said, no, this season, this time, next year, you're going to be pregnant. You're going to have a child.
Yeah.
What brought that? That seed?
Yeah.
She got him close to her at the house. See, don't be stupid. When God show you a revelation, move on that revelation.
Right.
See, I don't have to call nobody in to tell you what I've seen in the spirit. And I don't have to call nobody to tell you to do what I did.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
I found my holy man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's why I am where I am today.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm going to my plush home with chandeliers hanging everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Curtain wet with the midnight dew. These things don't just happen. See, people laugh at you. Y'all sawing. People laugh at y'all sawing. Just let them laugh. Let them stay there. Let them stay there. They would laugh at us sawing, man. They laugh. You know, I know they made fun of us. Preachers, I know some of a lot of them now. Me and Fred Price and Keith Butler. And they laugh. They mess around. They still running around the circus right now. At Revelation, I was sitting on the porch. I was reading. And I read about that. She said, I perceive this a holy man.
Yes, yes.
She went and talked to her husband and said, I want to build him a room. So when he come by, I'm going to put a table in there, a chair. When he come by, he can relax himself.
Yes, yes.
See, and that happened. And she got a breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know, the other folk were looking out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Here come that old man again. Here he go again. Yeah, that woman said, look, I perceive. See, you have to have perception in the spirit realm. You can't have partnership with a fool. Good, what they doing? She says, get off my rope, so I can hear the Lord.
Yes.
It's one of the greatest breakthroughs. You know, people have a tendency, this for the church, but they won't say it for the man of God.
Yes,
sir. Stupid.
Yes.
That's a part of it. That's some of the biggest breakthrough you get. And you know I'm not preaching to you from wants or trying to get you to sow no seed in me, because you know I'm alone way from needing a seed. From you, and I need seed to sow. I sow seed. So I felt I could talk with you.
Yes,
and show you. Look at that text. You look at that text. You need to read it. And then the other scripture says, he that honors a prophet as a prophet receive a prophet reward. When that prophet or the apostle speak a reward on you,
yes,
huh?
Lord.
And often I'm speaking reward on seed that people are saying all through the mail and different places. I'm speaking rewards on it, and I have an anointing for that.
Right.
And so people receive an apostle reward, they receive a pastor reward, they receive a prophet reward. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
these awards they receive because the church have not known these because you had too many charlatans.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Hustlers.
Yes,
trying to pay their bill.
Yep.
Yes.
And it really wasn't a manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Are you fine? Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Give me a little, eat me a little bit. Let me know that you ain't one that don't believe this.
That's right.
See. I think one of the quickest ways that the body going to get, Christ going to get out is this right here.
Yes, sir.
Get out. My son's getting out every day. I'm pushing him out the net. I push one out to get a jet. I push the other one out to get an RV. I said, get out the nets. Get out the nets. God, don't get out the nets. Let's go to the RV place. He looked at me. I said, you can do this. Got the money and scared. I said, do it. And then I'm riding another car behind me, and the Spirit of the Lord came in, and I start crying. My wife and them start crying like a baby. I said, pull this car over. Pull this car over. Get him out the other car. I need to talk to him. I said, son, I'm crying. I'm trying to tell him. I said, boy, this God said do it.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He called me back. No, he texted me back. He said, thank you for pushing me and my wife out the nest.
Amen.
We're so happy. Yeah, you got to get out the nest sometime.
Yes, yes, sir.
And the other son, I said, son, the Lord said that second jet I got belong to you.
Mm.
And I said, they're going to take some things to get it done. I said, but it belong to you. And I said, and I told him the business aspect of it because I don't want him to pay me nothing but the business. I got some business aspect there. And it wasn't much, though, compared to the jet that he got to do. I said, that's your jet. I said, man, I called back and said, I prophesied to him. And I texted him a whole prophecy and talked to him and sent it to him.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Yeah.
Yes,
and so he him and his wife texted me the other morning and says, Dad, thank you for pushing us out the nest.
Amen.
He said, I believe I'll fly back prosperity from the prosperity.
Yeah.
I wanted to get in a man, a woman of God hand.
Yes,
you know, I don't really need two jets, but the cam there with the bottom was falling out and I wasn't going to let them have the jet for nothing. I didn't want to go in anybody's hand. I still wanted to be in the business of the gospel.
Yes,
and Dan would be able to handle it.
Yes,
he got the, we boys know he got the ministry for it. And he's going
to
take possession of it.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing the position God will put you in if you obey him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, no. In this transaction, nobody else has to be involved.
Yeah.
It's me and my son.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to go talk to nobody else. You know, him and I. He said it needed a $30,000. Something came up. Another one was $20-something, about $100,000. I never called him. I took care of all that.
Praise God.
I wanted to go to him in first class.
Yes. That's right.
I hope he's not eavesdropping because he'd be asking me about it. Come, how much you want? All right, class, you got it. God bless you. exam this week, and a lot of it going to be in Barbara's in here, you know, Barbara's in here eavesdropping by these scriptures and these different aspects of the anointing. You can read your book, all that's in your book. You can read your book, just read the lesson yourself. Mark your book, put a little abstract by it, a good thought. Highlight your book, draw lines. I've been doing this for years, and I got thousands and thousands of books that I've read and reading. Some don't finish. Sometimes you get only one good thought out of a book. I bought a book, and the rest of the stuff ain't do me no good, but I got one thought out of it, and it changed my life. So read, be a reader, all right? God bless you.